Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. So today we start a topic, where do I begin? When we go to the Lord's Word, where do we begin? Now, at some point in your life and in the future to come, you will be drawn to the Lord's Word in some way and for some reason. Perhaps you are inquisitive. You want to know what the Lord teaches. Maybe you are obedient. You know that the Lord says you need to read your Word, and so you go to the Bible and you read from His Word. But there are other times in our lives when we are in pain, when we are struggling, when we have lost a loved one, that we are then drawn to the Lord's Word for a different reason. We're drawn there because we are in sadness and we're looking for some inspiration. Perhaps we are struggling with a decision in life, a big life decision, change of jobs or relationship, and we're looking for some answer to a life question. We might be drawn to the Bible to read it. In any one of these cases, and many more reasons, we will be drawn to the Lord's Word, and at some point we will ask, where do I begin? Where do I begin? What is the right book to start with? Should I start at the beginning and read all the way through to the end? Or should I start first in the Gospels? Or where do I begin in looking to the Lord's Word for help, looking to the Lord's Word for inspiration? How much should I read? Should I be reading chapters a day? Or can I read a couple of verses a day? Where do we begin? But there are other barriers that get in the way. Perhaps we have a fear of reading the Lord's Word. Perhaps it seems so overwhelming. It's so much to read. I just don't know where to start, and so we don't start. A fear, being overwhelmed by so much information, so much to learn, that we just don't want to begin. The Lord doesn't want that. The Lord wants us to try and break down the barriers and make reading the Lord's Word easier. We may have doubts about the Lord's Word. That's a barrier. Doubts, is this actually the Word of the Lord? If we go through the Bible and we look at some of the stories, we can see sort of this mystical made-up stories at the beginning. And then we see sort of a history of a people and some prophets foretelling doom and destruction. What is this book? Is this God's word, or is this a history and some made-up stories? So our doubt about who wrote this book, is it man-made or is it God, can also creep into our thinking and distract us from reading the Lord's word. We can also read the Lord's Word, and which is a big barrier, is read the Lord's Word wanting to confirm our own thinking. Right? I have a thought in my mind, I have a perspective on life, and I go to the Lord's Word to find confirmation that I am right. Very easy to do. And you will find confirmation for almost any idea, good or evil, can be confirmed in the Lord's Word. That's a huge barrier. We probably all have witnessed in our own lives where the Bible has been used for someone else's gain, where the Bible has been used by someone to oppress somebody else. We witness that within our own country. We witness it around the world where the Bible is used to justify oppressing others, justify bad habits, justify money, justify status and power in this world. So there are many barriers to us going to the Lord's Word and drawing from it the inspiration or the comfort or the answers that we are looking for. So where do we begin? And I want to take us a step backwards for a moment. Before we get to actually how do we read, where do we start reading the Bible, I want to take us back a step. Where am I? Where is my attitude? Where is my thinking before I even come to the Lord's Word? That's where we're going to begin. What is the right thinking? What is the right approach that we should have when we come to the Lord's Word? And if we can get that right, then some of the problems and the barriers disappear. So let's look at our thinking. How do we get our thinking right? What is the right thinking about the Lord's Word or the Bible? You may have noticed I've used the Lord's Word and I've used Bible. Which one is it? When we think about Bible, we think about a collection of books. Okay, different churches have different amount of books that they put into the Bible. But it's a collection of books that are put together, that are written over thousands of years by many different authors and are put together, and this is the Bible. And in our speaking and in our thinking, we know that somehow this is the Lord's Word. These collection of books are the Lord's Word. In the new church, we tend to put aside Bible and to focus more on the Word of the Lord. Why? Because that is what that book is, or those collection of books are. The Word of the Lord. All of it. Not just the red letter in the Gospels, all of it. From beginning to end, all of that is the Lord's words to us. And that is an important starting point. Why? Because we have read the Bible in bits and pieces. We've heard other people's take on the Bible, and we know that there are inconsistencies. There are things that don't make sense in the Bible. There are stories, especially about the sacrifices, that just don't apply today. How can this book be part of my life today when it seems to be about a people many thousands of years ago? But we are asked by the Lord to forget time and space, forget people, and think about this book as His Word to us. And if we are battling to understand something, that it's not that the Word is inconsistent, it's that our understanding is incomplete. The Word is not inconsistent. Our understanding is incomplete. There are things within the Lord's Word. There is a deeper meaning. There is a spiritual meaning. There is a heavenly meaning within every story of the Lord's Word. And so if we are reading a story and on the surface it's not making sense or it's contradicting something else, perhaps instead of filling ourselves with doubt, rather filling ourselves with questions. Well, what don't I understand yet? And be okay with that. It's okay to not understand yet. It's like taking a book and saying, well, I don't understand this book. Let me put it on the shelf. And in a couple of weeks' time or a couple of years' time, I'll take it off and I'll try read it again. And perhaps I'm in a different place and I've learned a little bit along the way and I will understand it more. That's the kind of approach that the Lord would like us to take. Not to fill ourselves with doubts and to give up, but to put those questions, valid questions, on the shelf. And hopefully, as we continue going to the Lord's Word, we will answer those questions. But the Lord's Word is perfect. Our God is perfect. So his words to us are perfect. We may not have the right understanding at this time. I want to read to you. We'll start with the scripture. Two verses that relate to each other. I'm going to start with the second verse there under scriptures from John 1, verse 1, one that we probably know very well. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So from that first verse in John, John draws our attention to the fact that the Word, Jesus, it's the same thing. And what does Jesus say about himself? In John 14, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we can take that idea and put it back into the first verse in John. In the beginning was the way, the truth, and the life. Instead of word. The way, the truth, and the life. And that was with God. That helps us to understand what God is trying to give to us. That the Lord is trying to give to us a way. He's trying to give to us the truth. He's trying to give to us life. How? Through his word. Through this word, he is trying to give us a way. He is trying to give us truth. And he is trying to give us life. And what life is that? It's eternal life. That's what this book holds within it. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. We read from the book called True Christianity or True Christian Religion, number 191. The nature of the word style is such that it has holiness. What is holiness? Holiness is something that is able to hold the qualities of the Lord in it. So if we think about our life when we are loving other people, there is holiness. That is able to hold something of the Lord within it. The sphere of worship, when it is quiet and when it is reverent, it can hold the qualities of peace, of heaven, and joy of heaven within it. So the style and the nature of the word is that it is holy in every meaning, in every word. In fact, some passages, there is holiness in every letter. Okay, so the Lord's word is perfect. That is an important idea to hold in our minds. The Lord's word is perfect. It is his words to us. As a result, the word connects us to the Lord and opens heaven. Now, isn't that what we're all after? When we're going to the Lord's Word and we've got a problem or we're in pain, we're struggling, we're looking for a connection with the Lord. We're looking for comfort. We're looking for strength. We're looking for inspiration. We're looking for those qualities of heaven to fill our lives. And how do we do that? By going to His Word. There are two things that emanate or come from the Lord. Divine love, so godly love, and divine wisdom, godly wisdom. Or what amounts to the same thing, divine goodness and divine truth. In its essence, the Word is each of these. So the stories in his word and the inner meaning within those stories holds the Lord's love and the Lord's wisdom is in these stories. The Lord's love and the Lord's wisdom is in these stories. And because the word connects us to the Lord and opens heaven, as just said, therefore the word fills us with love for what is good and the wisdom for what is truth. So that is what, that's the promise that's there for us. If we can approach the Lord's word in the right way, we can be filled with the Lord's love. We can be filled with the Lord's wisdom. It fills our will, so wanting with love for what is good, and our intellect with wisdom about what is true. This is how we receive life through the word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How do we get this life? By looking to the Lord's word. What is his truth? What is his way? The Lord's word holds that life within it, holds that truth within it, holds that way within it. It is very important to realize, however, that the only people who receive this life from the word are those who read it for two purposes. So these are two purposes that we need to have before we approach reading the Lord's word. First one, to draw divine truth from it because it is the fountain of truth. So this comes back to the idea of how are we holding this book? Do we see it as just a collection of stories or some outdated instructions to a people long ago? Or do we hold this book as the word of the Lord? All of it. If we're holding this as the word of the Lord from beginning to end, then we are approaching it in the right way. So that's the first thing. How are we seeing this book? Just as a book or as the Lord's words to us? And the second thing, to apply to their life the divine truths that are drawn. So reading the Lord's word so that we can find that love and that truth from him, but secondly, to then apply that to our lives. We can't call ourselves Christian because we know the Bible. We call ourselves Christian by the way we live according to what the Lord says. To be a Christian is about your life. It's not about your knowledge. So those are two things that we need, or the two approaches that we have to have in order to draw life from the Lord's word. Firstly, this is the word of God. It is the fountain of life. And secondly, I want help for my life. I'm going to apply this to my life. Because in that perspective, in that state, what we are in is a state of humility. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. What are we doing? We are lifting up the Lord's word and saying, this is holy. This contains the Lord. This has what I need for my life. Lifting the Lord up. And in applying it to life, what we need, are saying is, my life is not perfect. Actually, my life is a mess. My life has a lot of problems in it. I'm struggling with things. I need some help. I need some inspiration. And so we're willing to learn. Our life is down there, and the Lord's word is up here. We are coming to the Lord in a state of humility. And it's in this state of humility that the Lord can teach us. It is in this state of humility that when we read the Lord's word, we are now open to receive from the Lord. We're not going there with our own ideas and wanting to prove anything. We're going there with an open heart, with an open mind, looking to the Lord, thinking about how I can improve my life, and then learning, drawing in the truths that the Lord has to teach. Next week, we'll look at how to then start reading the Lord's word. How can we approach the Lord's word? Where can we start reading in the Lord's word? But this is the first and most important part of that process. What is your state that you bring to reading the Lord's word? Have you prepared yourself to receive? Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the Word. So Lord, as we take up the challenge, the spiritual challenge, the spiritual habit of reading your word, may we approach it with a heart that is open to you. May we approach it with a mind that is open to you, that we might learn from you and take what you learn to apply to our lives. Lord, through reading your word, you are speaking directly to us. It is a personal conversation. Lord, we thank you that you have given your word to us and you have given us this way of connecting with you, of talking with you, and of you talking to us. For this, Lord, we are truly thankful. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.